Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today, we're reading from Hebrews chapters 5 through 7 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, 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 Lord God, we come humbly before you, giving you thanks, oh God, giving you praise and glorifying your mighty name. Oh God, we honor you, Lord Jesus, in all that you are. We honor you, O God, in all that you have done. We honor you, O God, in keeping us alive. We honor you, O God, in bringing forth this great salvation. We honor you, Lord God, in loving us through all and all, through our sin and our foolishness. You love us anyhow, Lord God, and we honor you, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your unmerited favor. Thank you, Lord God, oh Lord, for paving the way for us, the way before us, for giving us, Lord God, a future, Lord, and a hope, Lord God, that comes only from you. Oh, Father, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we honor you tonight, right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless the name of our great Creator. We bless you, oh, Lord God. We bless the great I Am. We bless the living God, the true and living Savior. We bless the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. We bless you, O God, the Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. We bless you, O God, tonight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, with everything, Lord God, I have within me. I give you glory, O God. I give you glory and praise and honor, Lord God, for truly you are God, and there is no other. Oh, Lord God, I thank you for the knowledge that there is salvation and no other name except the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, for how you blessed us and healed us, and for, Lord God, the breakthroughs that you formed in the atmosphere, even right now, the healings that you have wrought, the things, Lord God, that you are bringing forth and bringing to pass, the prayers that you are answering, even right now, I honor you, oh God, because you are honorable. Oh, Lord God, I worship you, Almighty God. There is none, there is none, there is none like you, oh God. I worship you, oh God, in your sovereignty, in your majesty, Lord God, in your magnificence. I worship you, oh mighty God. Oh mighty God, mighty God. I worship you, oh mighty God. I give you glory and I give you praise. I honor you, Lord. I honor you, Lord, in your greatness, Lord God, in your truth, in your faithfulness, Lord God. I honor you. Thank you, Lord God, for this word, Lord God, that we're embarking upon. Thank you, Lord God, for healing us as we go forth. Thank you, Lord God, for breaking the chains, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for removing the residual effects of every sin and every foolishness, Lord God, in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, for being the Lord strong and mighty in our lives, for lifting up our hands and for doing battle against the enemy for us. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we give you glory and we give you praise, Lord God, and we lift our petitions before you on tonight, Lord God, and they are many. Oh, Lord God, see, Lord God, and hear the cry of our hearts, Lord God. Hear the cry of our hearts, Lord God, in this hour.
because we need you desperately, Lord. Some need you more desperately than others. Lord God, we bind the spirit of homicide and suicide in this hour in the name of Jesus so that it is powerless. It cannot perform that it had gone out to do. Oh, Lord God, we bind it right now and cancel every assignment of the enemy over our lives right now and over the lives of our children and our loved ones in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I bind that spirit in my neighborhood right now in the name of Jesus. So whoever, Lord God, the devil was speaking to, shut up right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life. In Jesus' name, life into the atmosphere. Speak peace into the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. Live in Jesus' name. Live in Jesus' name. Live in Jesus' name. Live in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I hear that word, Lord God, that you spoke to the prophet about the dry bones, hallelujah, and the prophet began to prophesy to those dry bones that they live, amen, that the sinew began to lift over the bones and the blood vessels begin to come back and that the skin, the organs begin to form and the skin come back over the body. And then the Spirit of the Lord breathed life into the body. Breathe life, Lord God, into us right now in the name of Jesus. These bones, they shall live and be dry no more. But they shall live and perform the works of the Lord. We shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Spiritually or naturally, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, we give you glory. We give you praise and we honor you tonight, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for your wondrous work. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty acts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not forgetting us. Thank you, Lord, we are not forgotten. Not one of us is forgotten by you. Hallelujah, but you know us all by name, and the hairs on our head, they are numbered. You know the ones that are growing out of our scalp and the ones that have fallen to the floor. You have numbered them all, and we give you glory, oh God. Oh God, we honor you tonight, and we praise you, Lord God, for that you've done and that you're doing already. We give you glory, oh God. We shout now, hallelujah. Oh God, our hallelujahs belong to you. My hallelujah belongs to you and to you alone, oh God. There is no other God, no other Savior, only you, Jesus. And my hallelujah, it belongs to you. Oh, glorious God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, bless your people tonight as we read the word of God, as we go forth in Hebrews chapter 5 through 7, Lord God. Bless, Lord God, heal and deliver, Lord God. Open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Give us, Lord God, the understanding of these scriptures, Lord, and that we need to take away from it to be, that it be part of our being, part of our daily life. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, give us revelation, Lord God, directly from your spirit. We need your word, Lord. Your word is life, Lord God, to us. Lord, we're showing up for our daily, Lord Jesus, our daily bread, Lord God, our sustenance. Lord God, not only do we need food and these bodies to live, but we need your word to live. We need your Spirit to bring life in us, Lord God, to transform us, to renew us, to refresh us, to revive us, to regenerate us. Do it, Lord, in this hour. Oh, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory, honor, and praise to the Lord God Almighty, the God of our salvation. We glorify his name. Amen. We're reading from Hebrews chapter 5 through 7. To the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men and things pertaining to God. For he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, and no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." And he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek," who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and who have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. For the earth, which drinks in the rain and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives the blessing from God. But if it bears thorns and briars, it is rejected and near to being cursed, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation, though we speak in this manner. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men indeed swear by greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Thus God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation to lay hold of the hope set before us. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. And for this Melchizedek, king of Solomon, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being translated king of righteousness and then also king of Salem, meaning king of peace. Without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God, remain continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even the patriarch Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. And indeed, those who are the sons of Levi, who received the priesthood, have a commandment to receive tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brethren, though they have come from the loins of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not derived from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. Now, beyond all contradiction, the latter is blessed by the better. Here mortal men receive tithes, but there he receives them, of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Even Levi, who received tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, so to speak, for he was still in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Therefore, if perfection were through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise according to the order of Melchizedek and not be called according to the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, of necessity there is also a change. He of whom these things are spoken belongs to another tribe, from which no man has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord arose from Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, if in the likeness of Melchizedek there arises another priest, who has come, not according to the law of a fleshly commandment, but according to the power of an endless life. For he testifies, you are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. On the one hand, there is an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness, for the law made nothing perfect. On the other hand, there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. And inasmuch as he was not made priest without an oath, for they have become priests without an oath, but he with an oath by him who said to him, the Lord has sworn and will not relent, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. By so much more, Jesus has become a surety of a better covenant. Also, there were many priests because they were prevented by death from continuing.
But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens, who does not need daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once and for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son who has been perfected forever. Oh, my God, we give glory and honor to the Lord for the word, amen, from Hebrews chapters 5 through 7. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God, we give glory and honor to the Lord God Almighty, to our Savior Jesus Christ, who is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, whose priesthood is endless and consistent, who constantly makes intercession for each and every one of us who come to him. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah, I like that word. Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Amen. He is able to save us to the uttermost when we come to God through him. Glory, hallelujah, since he always lives to make intercession for each and every one of us. That's Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Look at that word. Amen. I'm just trying to highlight that before your eyes, that he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Another portion of Scripture lets us know that none can come through the Father but by him. You cannot come to the Father except by the Son. It cannot be done. God will not allow it, because Jesus is our mediator. He's our intermediator. He's the one that bridges the gap. He's the one, amen, that took sin upon himself, that the one who knew no sin. Natural priests, they have to ask God for forgiveness. We, as preachers and ministers of the gospel, we have to ask the Lord for forgiveness before we even come before you, amen, and guide you to the same God that we had to ask forgiveness to. We are not God. There is only one Savior, and we are not it. We are the ones who have been called to guide you into his presence. And that's what I do every time I come before you in the reading of word and in prayer. Amen. My intent is to guide you into the presence of God Almighty through Jesus Christ. He is our salvation, our deliverer. And no man can come to the Father except by him. Glory to God. I just want to read that portion of Scripture again, amen, that about his priesthood continuing forever. Amen. It says, but he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. His priesthood is unchangeable. It does not change. It will not change. Therefore, he's able to save to the utmost. He is able to save everything about your life, committed or every would have. He is able to save you and deliver you from it all. He's able to deliver you from death. He's able to deliver you from your circumstance. He is able to deliver you from sickness. He is able to deliver you from disease. All those who would come to God
through him. No man can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. No man, nobody can do that. I don't care what they said to you before. The Lord is the one who makes the standard. This is his word. This is his. We are his creation. We don't get to decide how we're going to do it. We have to do it his way. And his way is the right way. Glory to God. He's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. He is always, hallelujah, I love that, making intercession for us. When we slip up and we fall, when we don't do it right, when we don't come the way we should, when we find ourselves misaligned, when we get out of position, he is always making intercession for us and realigning us, saving us from ourselves. Glory to God. He is always coming to our aid. He is always working it out in the background, even when we can't see it. He's working it out. Glory to God. For such a high priest, Jesus Christ, was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. He doesn't have a daily need like those of the high priest, of natural high priest. He doesn't have to offer up sacrifices first for his sin and then for the people, like he did once and for all what they could not do. He offered himself for sin, though he knew no sin at all. He offered up himself once and for all. Glory to God. Oh, and he lives. He has always lived to make intercession for each and every one of us. Amen. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. They shall be saved. Jesus, he always lives to make intercession for us. He's always calling us back. He's always pushing us and realigning us and regenerating us and repairing us and reviving us and restoring us, moving us back into place, repositioning the misalignment. Oh, Father, I give you glory today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. God is a good God. Yes, he is. We praise God for the word on today. Glory to God. Amen. If you have heard this word today, amen, call upon the name of the Lord and begin to repent. Amen. If you have found yourself in a misaligned state, if you have found yourself to have become backslidden and you haven't obeyed the Lord in one thing or in another thing, you haven't done the things he's called you to do, or if you just have not gotten to know Jesus at all, amen, begin to repent on today. Begin to repent. Repentance is when we turn away from our sinful nature toward God. Amen. And we ask him for forgiveness, not to pick up those things again. Amen. But to continue in the path of a relationship with the Lord, allowing him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. And positioning ourselves to be filled with his presence, with the Holy Ghost and fire, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. In the verse, amen, 2 and 38. Amen. Jesus is still moving the same way that he did. Amen. When Peter got up and preached, he let them know this is that the prophet Joel has spoken. Amen. That your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Amen. Amen. God is still doing that. Amen. The people of God are still being filled. People are still being filled with the presence of God, still speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance, still being filled with the gifts of God, still prophesying in Jesus' name the work, the mighty works of God. Amen. Foretelling and foretelling the word, speaking as oracles of God, and being redeemed, amen, from sin and from our sin nature. Glory to God. We give them honor today. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you too shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The presence of Jesus will be alive and well in you to direct you. Amen. And he is always, always, always living to make intercession for you, each and every one of us. He is holy and undefiled. He is not a man that he should lie. His promises are true, and they are yes and amen for each and every one of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I hope, amen, that you have reached out to the God of our salvation, the Lord of our deliverance, amen, because he is moving right now in this hour. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, and I give him glory and honor. Amen. Email me and let me know what the Lord is doing in your life. My email address is elderljt@gmail.com, elderljt@gmail.com. I want to know what God is doing, amen, and even to have your name to lift you up before the Lord, amen. If you don't want to use your entire name, just give me your first name. God knows who you are. Hallelujah, but I'm praying for you in the meantime. I don't actually have to know your name to pray for you. Hallelujah, because God sees you. I pray for everyone that is listening, and that includes you, whoever you are, wherever you are. And I know that the Lord hears me when I pray, and I know that he is moving mountains, and he is upseating circumstances that try to dig deep and bury you, but you are coming up alive and well by the Spirit of God. You're coming through and you're coming out, and the Lord will make you as pure gold because it is his desire to give you all. Amen. His promises to you are yes. 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 The answer is yes to his promises. Yes. And amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.